This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Both the Houses of Parliament today witnessed ruckus by BJP MPs over the issue of reservation to a particular minority group in public contracts in Karnataka and over reported remarks on change of constitution for this quota by State Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar. The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. while the Lok Sabha till noon over the issue. In the morning, when the upper house assembled for the day, Treasury bench members started protesting over the issue. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju raked up Mr. Shivakumar's reported remarks on constitutional change.
Statement has come from a person who is holding a constitutional position, and in a very clear term he has stated that Congress party will provide reservation to Muslim community and for that they will change the constitution of India.
Leader of the House JP Nadda also accused Congress of undermining the constitution through this move. He said Dr. B.R. Ambedkar was against the religion-based reservation in the country.
जिस तरीके से कांग्रेस पार्टी बहुत संविधान की रक्षक बनती है वो संविधान के बारे में जिस तरीके से उन्होंने उसकी धज्जियां उड़ाने का प्रयास किया है संविधान में डॉक्टर बाबा साहब अंबेडकर ने स्पष्ट लिखा है और कहा है रिजर्वेशन विल नॉट बी डन ऑन द बेसिस ऑफ रिलीजन दिस इज एन एक्सेप्टेड प्रिंसिपल ऑफ द कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन ऑफ इंडिया.
Reacting to it, Leader of the Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge said, "Nobody can change the constitution drafted by Dr. B.R. Ambedkar and no one can end the reservation." He accused BJP of undermining the constitution. As uproar prevailed, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar adjourned the House till 2 p.m. In the Lok Sabha, when the House met for the day, Treasury bench members created a noisy scene over the same issue. Samajwadi Party MPs entered the House with placards protesting the incidence of crime against women in Uttar Pradesh. The Speaker urged the agitating members to allow the House to take up the questionnaire, but they did not pay heed, leading to adjournment of the Lok Sabha till 12 noon. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar has called a meeting with Leader of the House JP Nadda and Leader of the Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge today on the issue of recovery of cash from the residents of Delhi High Court Justice. The issue related to cash recovery was raised by Congress Leader Jairam Ramesh in the Rajya Sabha last week. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar had taken the cognizance of the matter. Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda today called for people to reaffirm their commitment for eliminating tuberculosis, TB and improving health outcomes for vulnerable populations on the occasion of World Tuberculosis Day. In a social media post, the Health Minister highlighted the steps taken by the government in combating this disease. The financial support to TB patients has been increased from 500 rupees per month to 1,000 rupees per month under the National TB Elimination Program, the India 100 Days TB Elimination Campaign and the Nikshay Poshan Yojana. South Korea's Constitutional Court has overturned the impeachment of Prime Minister Han Duck-soo, reinstating him as acting president. In a 7-1 ruling, the court dismissed Mr. Han's impeachment, with two additional justices opposing the impeachment motion entirely. President Draupadi Murmu is attending the Silver Jubilee celebrations of the Chhattisgarh legislature in Raipur. The president is addressing the house. Earlier, Governor Raman Deka and Chief Minister Vishnu Dev Sai welcomed the president at Swami Vivekananda Airport. The US and Russian delegations are scheduled to hold talks in Riyadh today following the conclusion of ceasefire discussions between Ukraine and the United States yesterday. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals DC will have a face-off against Lucknow Super Giants at the Dr. Y.S. Rajasekhar Reddy ACA VDCA Cricket Stadium in Visakhapatnam today. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Chennai Super Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 4 wickets at the home ground. Chasing the target of 156, the host scored 158 for 6 in 19.1 overs, riding on a match-winning unbeaten 65 by Rachin Ravindra. Noor Ahmed was declared player of the match for his outstanding performance, taking 4 wickets. In another match, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Rajasthan Royals by 44 runs at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.